we see people that work at Chick-fil-A for 10, 20, 30 years. So it's incredible how people, they love it. They don't want to leave.
Have you ever had a bad boss? A 2019 survey from a global staffing firm found that 49% of people polled have quit a job because of a bad boss. Today on the podcast, we're going to find out why Chick-fil-A bosses are some of the best people to work for. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, have you ever had a bad boss?
Well, I was thinking about that. I thought, no, I've never really had a bad boss. You know, some that are challenging, but never had a bad boss. And then I remembered I was on staff. I'm not going to even mention it was a church. And we literally had to move in the middle of the night to get out of there.
What? Oh, my goodness.
It was a scary thing. Ew. So I would put that in the column of a bad boss, yes.
Yes, but you're such an optimist that you don't even see that as like a negative situation. Yeah. You learned something from it, right?
He was the best bad boss I've ever had.
All right, well, don't ask me that question because I don't want to get in trouble. But this week, we're going to find out why Chick-fil-A bosses are the best. We're so excited. Last week, we had a great conversation with Susan Carnes, an account manager for Cooper Connect. We talked all about why people want to work at Chick-fil-A. She also revealed some tips for landing that job. If you haven't listened, definitely go back and check that out.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I said a lot of clever things, so that's worth checking it out. But that's every episode, right?
That's true. I mean, yeah, 100%. Well, this week we're going to find out why Chick-fil-A bosses are the best. Susan, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Well, just in case people missed that episode, give us a little rundown about your experience with Chick-fil-A and what you do now to help people land jobs at Chick-fil-A.
Sure. So I started out with Chick-fil-A right out of college. I started out as a shift manager, shift leader, and quickly worked up to a certified grand opening trainer and a training director. So my job was to travel around the country. Whenever they opened up a new Chick-fil-A, they would fly our team out there and we would train all the new staff members on Chick-fil-A, how to work, work at a Chick-fil-A. So I did that for a couple years. I loved it so much. That has kind of transitioned itself into Cooper Connect. A lot of the people that I work with at Cooper Connect are the same people that were on that team with me traveling the country. And now we recruit leaders for Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide.
Well, obviously that's why Chick-fil-A has all the best bosses. But Susan, have you ever had a bad boss?
You know, I have. I had one that was pretty bad to work with. I'm a very strong personality, I'll put it that way. And we butted heads quite a bit.
Not at Chick-fil-A, though, right?
No, never at Chick-fil-A.
Okay, good. Because they don't have bad bosses.
No, they do not.
Okay, so how do you end up with so many wonderful people in leadership that people want to work under?
Gosh, you know, I mean, I think it's kind of notorious, for lack of a better word, but Chick-fil-A is very picky about who they hire. They have a very long hiring process. Even if you just want to be a team member, if you're just a high school kid, they're just so picky about who they bring on board. And I think that means a lot because the people that are there are really, they're the top talent. They're the best in the business. They're the best at what they do. And it shows.
So what are some of the characteristics that you look for hiring someone that's going to be a boss?
Yeah. So there is a book written called The Ideal Team Player by Patrick Lencioni. It's a great book if you've never read it, but it's all about being that great boss that Chick-fil-A looks for. He talks about those ideal team players are humble. They're super humble people. They're hungry for growth and they're smart and not book smart, but they're people smart. You know how to judge people and how to get them what they need. So those are the big three things that we look for and that Chick-fil-A actually looks for when we're hiring talent.
So when you hire a leader, do you just expect them to have all of those skills as they go into that role, or do you kind of keep that education going throughout their Chick-fil-A career for leadership skills?
Yes, it is an ongoing training for sure. Most operators expect their leaders to be reading books or listening to podcasts, things like that that can really help them grow. So like, for example, the book by Patrick Lencioni, pretty much everyone at Chick-fil-A who's a leader has read that book. They've all read Truett Cathy's books. You know, some other books are put out with some great Chick-fil-A people about leadership and being a servant leader. So it is very much expected that you'll continue to learn.
So we're now part of the training.
Yes.
Jim, you love business books. Have you read any of those that she mentioned?
I have a ton of them, but I haven't read any of those. Truett Cathy's, I read his, of course. Mm-hmm. I helped write that book. But a little known fact for you to throw out there if you want. But I'm always looking for new ones, so I'm going to check those out.
His name is Patrick Lencioni, and it's The Ideal Team Player. He wrote several books, but that one's it's a shorter, easier read, so that's the one I'm going to recommend.
Okay. Is it pictures?
It actually does have little pictures and diagrams, yeah. Yes.
I'm in.
I'm going to buy that for you for Christmas, Jim, so don't buy it.
Okay.
And there's
I'll forget by that time, so...
There's no hidden message here. Like, I don't think you're a team player or something, and that's why I'm buying you the book, you know.
Right. Well, Allison's kind of like my boss, even though she's technically not, but you know, she's just bossy. Can she spend a little time with you to, you know, maybe get those rough edges off?
I'm staying out of this.
Yes, as you should. I do love the idea of servant leadership. So can you talk a little bit more about what that is and how you develop that?
Yeah. So have you ever been to the Chick-fil-A corporate offices? I'm sure you traveled there, right?
No, we haven't, but we need an invitation. So if you can pull some
stories. Yes. Well, so when you walk into the main office building, they actually have a statue in there. It's probably 20 feet tall. It's huge. And it's a statue of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And that really is their big symbol for servant leadership. It's what they expect of everyone who does walk through the doors to work every day. That notion of, you know, I'm not too good to take out the trash. I'm not too good to scrub a toilet. You know, I'm going to do what's needed of me to help the team thrive, to help the restaurant thrive. That's really servant leadership, just really thinking of that we instead of that me.
Hey, I can relate to that, not because of me, but I was at a servant leadership conference a few years back, or many years back, but we're all outside eating Chick-fil-A. There was like thousands of us there, and this guy comes around with a trash bag, you know, collecting all the trash, and after I threw mine in there, I looked and it was Dan Cathy. He didn't say, "Hi, I'm Dan Cathy, and I'm doing this because whatever." He just goes through like he's the custodian of the place, and he collected all the trash. It was incredible. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that was Dan."
Yes, I have seen him wiping tables at a grand opening restaurant. He does anything you ask.
I love that, and I know that even on his name tag, he still keeps the little in training thing on his name tag, which I think is cool.
Yes. He is very committed to servant leadership and everything that is.
How important do you think it is that he emulates that as, you know, a top leader in the company?
Well, obviously it's that trickle down, you know, people see him doing that and you're more apt to jump on board and help out. You know, you've talked to people and they say, "I don't want to clean the toilet. I could ask somebody else to do that." Well, yeah, you could, but you know, then you have the owner of a franchise, you have Dan Cathy that are coming on and doing these things and makes you, it's really humbling. It makes you realize that you should be doing that too.
What are some examples of servant leadership that you've seen from leaders at different locations?
I work with an amazing operator in Pennsylvania, and he had an employee that didn't have a way to get to work. They didn't have a car, and he won an award with Chick-fil-A. It's called the Symbol of Success, and he got a free car from Chick-fil-A for doing that. So he gave his old car, which was not very old. It was a brand new car, in my opinion, to that employee who didn't have a car, and just being that servant leader and really thinking, how can we get her to work? What can we do? He didn't buy her a bus pass. He gave her a car, which is incredible. And that generosity, I think that spirit really, really shows that they're servant leaders.
Wow. Okay. That's a little more extreme than what I was expecting you to talk about. But, you know, I was thinking like, oh, well, they gave free food during their shift, or they, I don't know what, but a car?
They do all of that too. The owner that I worked for, what really made an impression for me was that when he came in every day to work, the first thing he did was he would walk around the parking lot and pick up all the trash. And there's always lots of trash because we're on the side of a highway. And so there's lots of trash. And every day he would come in and pick up the trash, and you could see it trickle down, because then, you know, after several months of this, you'd see multiple people out there with him picking up trash before clocking in for their shift. And so it does trickle down. It makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a really important lesson there, I think, that anybody can learn from, you know, even if you don't work at Chick-fil-A.
Yes, absolutely. My favorite one that it's becoming more common, and I'm so excited, are the Chick-fil-A owner operators who give their leaders leadership development stipends. So they literally will give them, you know, anywhere from $250 per year up to $1,000 per year to use for their own personal leadership development. And to me, that's so huge. And I love that they're really putting their money where their mouth is to help these people grow. And they use that to attend conferences, to go to, you know, any kind of leadership classes they can find in their area, anything to help them grow. And I just love that that has become the norm, and that everyone is starting to do that, because I think that's really attracting more of that top talent that we look for.
Yeah, it must really feel like they're investing in you when you get a perk like that.
Yes, yes. And they have lots of other perks that are amazing too. But that one just really stands out to me because nobody else does that. I've never heard of a company doing that.
Do the operators really serve as mentors for the other leaders on their team?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a owner operator here in Atlanta who has had 25 other owner operators come through his store. And you'd think that that's a big number, but it's actually pretty common at Chick-fil-A. There's really that mentoring mindset. There's really that wanting to pay it forward. You know, somebody helped them get a Chick-fil-A restaurant. Now they want to help their leaders to get a Chick-fil-A restaurant. So that's not a crazy number at all. I have another operator. He's only been an operator for 10 years. And he's already had 8 people come out of his store that are now Chick-fil-A owner operators. So definitely huge, huge mentoring opportunity.
That's so cool, because I feel like some bosses that may not be as great of leaders will want to like hold on to those people that they really like and not let them thrive and grow in the way that they were designed to.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely goes back to that servant leadership. They want to serve their team. And if serving their team means helping them grow and leave your restaurant, that's what they're going to do.
Okay, Jim, I know you really want to apply for a job now, but don't run away just yet. We want to talk about the crazy demand for being an operator. That's when we come back. So stick around.
This has been a trying year for all of us, some more than others, of course. But at the very least, we complain about the mask, businesses and schools closing, not being able to go out to eat and see a movie like before. I can't go and sit and work at my favorite coffee shop. But eventually, things will go back to normal. Someday. But while we complain about our situations, for some, the norm is poverty, lack of food and education, even a future. That's their norm. But you and I can change that. We can literally change the present and the future for a child through Compassion International. You can go right now to compassion.com/chick to see some of the children waiting for sponsors. It'll break your heart. Or, if you're in a hurry, text the word CHICK to 83393 and you'll get a picture of a child to sponsor. And just for sponsoring a child, which is a reward in itself, we'll even sweeten the deal with a Drink More Coffee tumbler. Turn a child's life around by going to compassion.com/chick or text CHICK to 83393. You don't even have to wear a mask to do it. Well, welcome back. We're talking to Susan Carnes, who just is everything Chick-fil-A. She knows everything about hiring people for Chick-fil-A. And while we were on break, she offered me a chance to be an operator. I probably shouldn't say that out loud. But
I didn't hear that.
But actually, it could have been something in my mind. This happens a lot lately. But you think Allison and I could ever get a job at Chick-fil-A? Or?
You know, I think if you got those humble qualities and you're willing to work
yes.
hard, you know, it's hard work. A lot of people don't realize it until they get there.
I am so humble. I am the best humble there is.
Jim, we're in! Woohoo!
Yeah.
I said hard work too, Jim. I said hard work, you know.
Oh!
I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
You know, Jim, she's interviewed thousands of people, so she can see through the facade. So, yeah, she already knows you're not a hard worker.
Oh, man.
But I saw this report on CNBC that Chick-fil-A receives about 60,000 franchise inquiries per year. And of that batch, only 75 to 80 are selected. So that's like an acceptance rate of less than 1%.
Yes.
Why is this a job so many people want, Susan?
You know, first of all, honestly, it's very profitable. Chick-fil-A owners make a great deal of money. It is the cheapest that I know of franchise that you can purchase. So someone who is an entrepreneur who wants to have their own business, there's nothing cheaper at the moment. You know, for some of the other franchises, you have to have $1 million or more to purchase a franchise. And Chick-fil-A is just not that way. It's $15,000, which is doable for most people. You could save $15,000. So I think that's a very, very appealing. And then, of course, it's Chick-fil-A. We know that it's, you know, you're always going to have that opportunity to make an impact on your community, to make an impact on the lives of young people. I mean, it's just a great opportunity.
So if I understand it correctly, Susan, you work with Cooper Connect, so you don't work on like the franchisees, but you find the leadership that are right under them?
Correct. Yep. So their leadership team, anybody that would be working with the franchisee, that's exactly who I'm bringing on board.
What kind of roles are there and how many does like each location have of a leader?
So at Chick-fil-A, we call them directors. So they're not going to be a manager because anybody can be a manager, but it takes a special person to be a leader. So we call them directors. So we have kind of your normal positions. We have a kitchen director. We're going to have a front of house director. There's going to be a drive-through director, HR director, marketing director. Some restaurants can have, 10 to 20 different directors, a food safety director. It really depends on the volume of the restaurant and what the owner wants to have in place. There's always an operations director, and that person is usually kind of the number two person right under the Chick-fil-A owner that helps make sure everything's running smoothly. So lots of leadership positions, actually.
I had no idea.
Yeah. The way they've split up their leadership is that, you know, a traditional restaurant, there's a general manager and that's it. And they make sure everything in the restaurant's working the way it should. And it's a lot. It's a lot on somebody's shoulders. So Chick-fil-A has really taken that because they love people and they've split up what would normally be a general manager's job into, you know, 10 different director positions. And each person gets to take ownership of one area.
Are those all full-time positions?
Yes. Yeah. Usually 45 to 50 hours a week is the average.
The restaurant doesn't look big enough to like have that many people there on top of all the staff.
Well, Chick-fil-A has very historically high labor, which is funny because most restaurants are very concerned about their labor numbers and things like that. But Chick-fil-A kind of throws that out the window. They don't care as much because they really want their guests to be served well and they don't want their people to get overwhelmed. And so that's another reason why it's a great place to work because you're not gonna get overwhelmed having too much to do as one person.
Do all those people have desks inside each restaurant?
There is only one desk in each Chick-fil-A. I mean, you're not going to be sitting down at a desk, that's for sure. You're going to be working with your team in whatever your area of expertise is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They can support a pretty big staff when you see the customers there. I always go to Chick-fil-A like at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon because that way there's only like 50 people in line. So it's a little
good
easier.
Good plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's
like
not
that.
Really like a super slow time. I'm always shocked. I'm like, what are
Sundays.
These people eating?
Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. If you can catch them right in between, you know, breakfast and lunch around, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. And then again, in the afternoons, right in between lunch and dinner, you can maybe it won't be busy.
That's true. 10:30 is such an awkward time because you can't get breakfast and it kind of feels too early to eat like a sandwich.
Exactly. Yes. That's your time. You can go in and talk to the owner and pick their brain. And you'll see all these directors kind of doing their roles that are more desk oriented, I guess you could say. They'll have laptops out in the dining room kind of working on schedules and truck orders and things like that.
And I'm guessing once people get these leadership positions, they tend to stay in them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's such a great growth path with Chick-fil-A, which I think is another reason why it's so desirable. So a lot of times they'll work their way through these director positions and then continue on beyond that into one of those franchise owner positions or working at the corporate office in Atlanta. So they definitely stay. We see people that work at Chick-fil-A for 10, 20, 30 years. So it's incredible how people, they love it. They don't want to leave.
Let's talk about the retirement benefits. Cause when I come on, I'm going to have to look into that in a couple months. So how is that? I mean, will I be able to retire like a king after a couple months?
It depends on what your role is. And if you're working at the restaurant or you're working at corporate, corporate and franchise owners have great retirement benefits for sure. Each individual franchisee can decide what they want to do for retirement. So some have, you know, 401k where they match your contributions. Some have other retirement plans that they put together. So it would depend on your Chick-fil-A. You would have to call.
Okay, I'm gonna be the servant leader position, so it should be pretty good.
Hospitality director has your name all over it, Jim.
Yes.
Oh man, what has my name all over it?
Oh no.
I see you in the drive-thru. You've got that energy and enthusiasm. Yes,
food tester,
with that iPad.
Is it a problem that I can't remember anything?
Hey. No, because you type it into your iPad. You don't have to remember anything.
She can be the person that tells the one that breakfast is over. The first person.
Oh, that's the worst job. No, no, no. We're out of biscuits. Sorry. That is the worst.
Oh, man.
We would try to make extra biscuits so that we could, you know, go beyond 10:30 and have some left. But, I mean, you know, when you run out, you're out. So we'd have people come at, you know, 10:35 and we're out. So they would definitely be sad because they didn't want, like you said, you don't want a sandwich at 10:30. So it happens. But we have to switch the kitchen from breakfast to lunch so we can serve our guests. So we can't do it all day.
That's right. Yeah, it's got to happen.
When we come to Atlanta, can we just hang out at your desk and stuff?
I would love that. And I can take you to Chick-fil-A corporate on a personal tour. That would be fun.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Susan. This has been great. And again, this is Susan's second episode with us. If you missed the last one, go back and listen to that. You will love it. We talked about just what it takes to work at Chick-fil-A and some of those qualities that you need to have. Susan, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us.
It has been my pleasure.
Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass that goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.